After a busy day. Rock and Radio Show with Gino Alash. The 2 hours of hard rock and heavy metal. Tuesdays from 10 to midnight on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Hablamos español.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, ¿qué tal, chicos? Welcome to the Rock'n Radio Show Part 3. Estamos acá en la parte 3 del programa. Hemos estado escuchando unas canciones espectaculares, cada vez más buenas. We listen a lot of amazing tunes. Y ahora, this is the moment of the interview. Yes. We will have the Rorschachs. Una fantástica banda de los años 90. Y bueno, we had an interview with James Baker. And we talk a lot of amazing things. You will love this interview and the music, of course. We saw the this part with the new singles Belated de Roger Tess. Luego pasaremos a la entrevista completa y para cerrar el bloque en la entrevista escucharemos su primer single de este año. The first single was Falling. Okay, guys, Roger Tess for you right now. See you next. Hey, James, keep on rocking.
Hi, this is James Baker from Rorschach Test, and you are listening to Rokum Radio.
Rokum Radio, your rock station.
Woke up Sunday morning, and without a warning, I made the choice to get right out of here. There's no wonder or magic, everything's tragic. No big production, I'll just disappear. One last look around, with a moment of silence. No need for violence, no notes saying why. Please remember me and not my disease. Remember the person I wanted to be. My swan song, my world did me wrong song. I'm not trying to hurt you or make you feel sad. I'm not blaming religion, TV or the system. I'm not blaming Facebook or my mom and dad. This is no cry for help. I'm not starting a fan club. I'm not saying join me. I'm not saying don't. This is not to say why or make people cry. I'm not saying sorry. I'm saying goodbye. I'm gonna fly way up to the sky. Trying to stay well, I found the courage to set myself free. Let them say what they want, call me stupid or crazy, a coward or lazy. They can't hurt me now. I can never explain all the guilt and the shame. Take your judgments and this is goodbye. I'm gonna fly way up to the skies. All of the fun I've been holding on now. I'm taking my bow. My time is now. I tried to tell you I didn't know how. This is goodbye. This is goodbye. Thank you.
Hi, this is James Baker from Rorschach Test, and you are listening to Rock'em Radio.
Rorschach Test has returned with an important message about mental health and suicidal ideation. What inspired you to focus on this topic in your new music?
Well, I always tend to write from a standpoint of personal experience. So without getting into too much detail, this has been an ongoing challenge for myself and other members of the of Rorschach Test throughout the years, and especially family members. And most recently, I went through an experience where we not only lost our bass player to suicide, but shortly after that, there was another incident of someone in my family who decided to go that route. And I think also, not only from a personal standpoint, but from a worldview, if you are honest, if any of us are honest as a world community, this problem of suicidal ideation is more out of control than it's ever been. And it is most definitely a more pertinent issue than it's ever been. But yet it's something that is so uncomfortable for us to talk about, think about. And for those who are going through it, it's really a hard thing for them to talk to anyone about it too, for a lot of different reasons. Stigma, people don't want others to think that they're cuckoo. But I've come to find out in my life experience that we all of us have mental health. And just like our physical health, that mental health can at times be very good, and at times it can be very bad. When the body catches a cold, we feel like we feel awful until we get better.
That's true.
It's the same as mental health. Mental health is that part of our whole person that also can get sick. It doesn't mean that it's something permanent. It doesn't mean that it's something that is going to define a person or label them. What it means is that we all have the capacity to go through times when we're not quite right in that area as well.
So what message would you like to send to your fans and people struggling with mental health issues, addiction, or suicidal ideation through your music? Right.
Yeah, well, what I want to say, first of all, and, you know, the point of writing from a personal standpoint is to allow anyone that's listening to know that they are absolutely not alone in the struggles that they're facing. I know for me at times, it's felt like I was completely alone, that no one could ever possibly understand where I'm coming from. But I'm fortunate, more fortunate than many others, because when I record a song, I get feedback from my community of listeners who tell me, James, I felt exactly like you sang about in that song. So I know I'm not alone. They know they're not alone. So that would be the first thing I would say. And the next thing I would say, which is very important, is whether it's on the socials, the phone numbers that are provided by the various agencies that are for mental health, positive mental health, people that are involved, if they're involved in a church, or if you're at a school and the school has counselors, don't wait. Talk to somebody.
Exactly.
As hard as it may be, load that off your back and just say the words to somebody. And that will set the things in motion that need to happen.
James, the band has a new lineup. How has the renewal affected the sound and dynamics of Rorschach Test?
Well, very positively. For the first time in my life, I have a writing partner. And so that's different. I usually always was very controlling about the writing when it came to Rorschach mm-hmm. test. And so letting go and letting somebody else write has been very cool, especially since that person is a brilliant writer and also happens to be my wife, so that's fun too. But I'm going to be honest with you, Gino. Just because she's my wife, if she wrote a song that I felt was not good enough or wasn't worthy to be recorded as a Rorschach test song, I would tell her. But she's just amazing in what she's doing. And so that's changed the dynamic quite a bit. I'm also working with a young guitarist by the name of Colby Peoples. He is a metal master on the guitar. Well, actually, he's just a master at the guitar in general. Mm-hmm. He's also proficient in the studio. It's amazing to me, having watched the evolution of recording, when I first started going to the studio, what we had was 2-inch tape, and that's what we recorded on, one of those 2-inch tape things, and it was very hard to edit anything.
Wow.
But now with the digital recording revolution that's come up, all of the tricks and methods of recording in a digital format are way beyond me. But this kid, he knows more about recording than most people will ever even dream of knowing. So he's got really great skills in that way, which is definitely pushing the dynamics of the songs as they are recorded. We're excited about this album.
Talking about that, the production of your new album includes a mix of analog and vintage technology. What led you to choose this blend of techniques, and how does this affect the final result?
Well, I think it makes it better. One thing that I won't compromise on is any type of, loop or riff that was kind of ripped off by somebody else and then try to make it your own song. We're still very original in our recording process. All the guitar riffs are written by Colby. I actually watch him write them as he's doing it. It's pretty amazing. And that type of technology that maybe I think you're referring to that some other bands may use, sort of using AI or whatever to put together songs. That's not what we're doing here. When I talk about the technology, I'm talking about various processing effects in terms of making the sound a bigger and more vibrant sound overall. It would be more of a mastering type software. That's exciting to me, and it definitely makes the end result sound very big and very powerful. And we'll be able to translate that live as well, though, which is important. And we'll do it actually playing instead of, pressing a play button on a
Mike Bollenbach, known for working with Alice Cooper, was part of the production team. What was the experience of working with him in the studio like?
Wow. So I met Mike like 30 years ago when we were on the, I believe it was the Unclean tour. And the way I met him was our first date was in Arizona. That's where we were starting the tour. And our drummer knew this kid that had a space that he was going to turn into a recording studio someday with mm-hmm. an old garage in the back of his house. And he would allow us to rehearse for the tour 2 or 3 days before we started. So we did that at his little place there. And I thought he was a neat kid back then. And 30 years later, I returned to that garage in his backyard.
Wow.
And it's one of the most amazing recording studios that I've ever seen. I mean, it might as well just be a museum for recording, because he's got every type of analog machine you could imagine in there. He's got all of the cool old analog keyboards. And then he's got all the really great digital stuff too. And, you know, having worked with people like Bob Ezra, he's really gained some amazing experience, and it translates into every single recording he puts out. The guy knows what he's doing, and I think he's one of the best kept secrets in the music industry right now until it gets out, you know. But he's worked with not only Alice Cooper, but he's worked with Judas Priest. He's worked with Ron Keel, the Ron Keel Band, a rock band that's pretty popular. He's, you know, there's a long list of people that he's worked with, kind of behind the scenes, but he's the lead producer on this project, and I'm really excited to be working with him.
Wow. I think Colby Peoples could produce a new album, right?
Right, he could, yeah.
What specific contribution has he made to the production and overall sound of the album?
Well, yeah, so what happens in the writing process is in my little Logic Pro digital workstation at home, I will just lay down some basic skeleton ideas of the song and bring them to Colby, and he'll listen to them, and then together we'll write the song from that skeleton. You know, nothing that I do on the Logic platform ever winds up on the record, but you know, he'll take just the sketch, and then we work together on really filling it in. So he's really great when he writes, because he writes from a sonic perspective too. He understands how lows, mids, and highs all work with each other in the recording process. He understands how if you have five basses, they're going to cancel each other out. It's probably not necessary. And then he also knows exactly what range the vocals need to be in sonically for that optimal performance, that optimal sound that you're looking for. So, yeah, he's just an amazing sculptor of the ideas that we come up with. And, I expect great things for him as well. I think that he is, you know, if people knew about this guy, how talented he is, not only guitar-wise, but studio-wise, his calendar would be full, I'm sure. So,
wow.
You have to wait to go on tour, because he's coming with us first.
Rorschach's is known for his gothic industrial metal style. How have your sound and style evolved from the early days to now?
Well, yeah, in the early days, you know, I think we when we recorded the 11th, Self Will Run Riot, and the 11th, we really tried to, almost in a corny way, a cheesy way, have each one of those elements in the song. There had to be goth, there had to be industrial, and there had to be metal.
All right.
So, you know, so we would you know, start out a song with the heavy keyboard line going, and there's the industrial right there, see? And then, you know, a guitar with a lot of processed effects on it would come in. There's the gothic, you know? And then finally, rhythm, there's the metal, you know? And then we would also switch up the beats from more dancey type beats to more hard driven metal beats. You know, sometimes we would just have a song that was primarily electronic based, keyboard based, with very little embellishment on the guitar. So that was the early days, and I think because the music industry experience has soured me so much, we probably got harder as the years go by. So now I'm rather than trying to show everybody that I understand what the different genres of music are when I write, I write from a perspective of what the subject matter is And I try to think, you know, what would this sound like? What would this idea or feeling sound like if it were, you know, versed in a song? And so this next album that's coming out is going to be very heavy. So we're going to keep it more on the heavy side. But there'll still be, I promise everybody, there'll be all those elements throughout throughout the album.
Yeah. Hey, James, can you share any interesting story or experience from the recording process?
Oh, wow, let's see. You know, there's so many that I could think of, but I think, yeah, one interesting experience was I had a song written, which, you know, it was at that time, it was titled Insecticide. And yeah, I brought it into the studio and I gave Colby the basic tracks and he said, well, give me some vocal guides on this and then we'll write it from that because I kind of need to hear what the song's about. So I proceeded to you know, do the vocal tracks. Then we got done, and Colby went to work with me, and before you knew it, he had these amazing guitar riffs lined up, and just, you know, he changed, there were some changes in the verse where it made it just really cool that people will hear. But what happened was, after he contributed his part, I realized that the vocals were no longer relevant to the song. So, in other words, his contributions, guitar-wise, told me inside that this song needs to be about something else. And so I thought to myself what it inspired me about, and we changed the title, we changed the lyrics, and so that was a really cool thing for me to go through that you know, kind of have a rewrite based on just the way that he has performed in the recordings.
How has the reception been from your fans and the public since your release of your single, Falling?
Wow, it's been great. You know, I mean, initially, when we put the video up, my wife shared it to her Facebook page. And by the way, on Facebook, she's the Narcoleptic Goddess is her handle. And we got over 120,000 views on the video just like that within 24 hours. It was just amazing. So that has been great. We've been talking to a lot of fine people like yourself, journalists and other people in the industry that are very interested in what's going on with Rorschach Test. So that response has been good as well. And then last week we debuted in the top 50 of metal in the nation. I think we started at 32. I haven't seen where we're at today. But, you know, so I'd have to say that after taking such a long break and having not played any live shows for all these years, not really been active online at all, that to have that type of immediate response and approval has been very affirming. And I just want to thank everybody, all the fans out there, and new listeners as well, for checking us out, because it's been great.
What can Rorschach Test fans expect from this new album compared to your previous work?
Well, like I said, I think you're going to hear a sound that goes even deeper than what we've experienced. And, you know, Peace Minus One, our last major full-length LP, featured guitar work by Jeff Loomis. You know, he's a pretty formidable guitar player. He's a good friend of mine as well. But Jeff did all the guitars on that album. And so that's a metal album and it's heavy, but we're going deeper on this next record. It's even more metal and it's harder. And like I said, the reason for that is pure and simply that the subject matter that we're talking about on this record is very heavy. So it deserves that type of a compliment in the music style as well. So it's going to be a lot heavier. And I think, I think everyone that is into that type of music is going to appreciate it. We do still have the electronic programming involved as well, of course. So hopefully industrial fans will also like it. And
yes.
We'll all dress in black so the gothic community will still think that we're
talking about that communities. What's the most bizarre thing that ever happened to you on stage?
I think that would have to be, is this an R-rated show or what are we talking about here?
Spit it out.
I think once, when you go to some concerts, some fans throw their brassieres or maybe their panties up to the band. That never happened to me. But one time in Chicago when we were playing,
what happened?
Some girl threw up her used tampon.
No way, really?
Yeah, really. When you're touring and playing live shows, you try to stay in the moment and connect with the fans, and nothing helps you connect more than when a huge stamp on a hit you right in the face.
Very personal.
crazy question, okay? If your new album were a flavor of ice cream, what flavor would it be and why?
Well, I think I would say that would be black licorice, and the reason why is because it's ice cream, but when you take your first taste of this ice cream, you realize that it has a very hard and not the most favorite flavor to it because of the subject matter that is involved in what we're singing about, and like when we started this interview, one of the hardest things for people to talk about is suicidal ideation. And so that's one topic of this album, but again, I can't stress enough for anyone who may see this and is having those feelings, right when you're done watching this interview, you don't even have to finish the interview, reach out and talk to somebody about that. There are other flavors of ice cream as well that you might like better. and some people love black licorice too, so I happen to be one of those people, but most people don't.
Could you tell us about the release date of the new album?
Yeah, we're going to release it. We released the single on May 1st, and we're releasing the album on October 31st. Okay.
The album is Fallen, too.
Fallen relates to the concept of brokenness and how everybody, if they're honest with themselves, has that part of them that is fallen, it's broken, it's not what people would consider right or normal. And I'm a huge advocate of coming to terms with that and embracing that shadow part of yourself, integrating it into your life experience without judgment, and just coming to terms with it's a part of who you are. And so that's where the name came from and the concept for the album.
Any last word to your friends in this interview?
I just can't say thank you enough for all of you hardcore test heads who have stuck it out and you're still there. it's amazing to me after all these years that I still get to have a relationship with you. We still talk online, and I can't wait to see you. And thank you to all the new listeners as well. You know, I've heard a lot of response from people saying that Rorschach test, they thought Rorschach test was their kind of their best kept little secret. When they'd be at parties or whatever, people would bring up the majors like Ministry, Nine Inch Nails, Rammstein, and then the cool person would have Rorschach test to pull out of their back pocket and say, yeah, but have you heard these guys?
Yes.
And so it's great to know that there's a new fan base out there. You know, we're streaming good every day throughout the world, and we're just really excited to see what the album does when it's finished, and hope to keep going and give you some more after that even. But for now, Fallen comes out on October 31st. The second single is going to be called Belated, and it will come out the same day the album is released.
Mm-hmm.
With a video, and we look forward to seeing you on the road as well. Hi, this is James Baker from Rorschach Test, and you are listening to Fallen on Rock'em Radio.
Rock'em Radio, your rock station.
Immortal guardian in the mountain, amidst the stones of fire I once walked, a signet of perfection and beauty. Dripping in gems and gold, corruption of wisdom for the sake of splendor. A heart is filled with pride. A proclamation has been made. I will ascend above the assembly. I will ascend above the stars. I will ascend above the throne most high. The throne most high. I will ascend above. Like lightning falling from the sky, it'll make up an eye. Lightning falling from the sky, it'll make up an eye. Flesh. The spirit may be saved, one day saved. Permission has been granted. I'll sift your souls as if they were wheat, pacing back and forth. I'm always on the prowl in this kingdom of mine. Disguised as light, blinded are they whom I give sight. The tempter, the accuser, the deceiver. The Thank you.
you will fall as you cry out his name. Well, will he answer you this time? Or will you hear silence? Will your spirit fall like tears from your eyes? Just like...
Radio, your rock station.
In the thick of the night, lightning falling from the sky. In the blink of an eye.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, ¿qué tal chicos? Seguimos aquí en Rock'n Radio. This is the last part of the Rock'n Radio show. Well, thank you so much for this time, and I hope you enjoyed this program. Well, see you next week, and we have some more songs for you, como Salem's Children, Cual Tema So Fire, Triskelion, Canadian, con Anarchy Avenue, luego con una sorpresa, quizás vamos con Baba Fleck, con Byzantine, vamos a ver, y si no, van las dos juntas. Ok muchachos, see you next week, and keep on rocking, baby.
Rock'n Radio, your rock station.
Embrace the journey, young with violence.
Station.
Radio,
your rock station.
Turn the heat up. Yeah, like a bird to black. What's the lack for the blue star? Wondering descendant of the sun. Drove exact like God. That's what was facing. Explaining my basics. A facing art for hasty. Small apple knives out the sound of my gamma. I spread through the crowds when I gave up to mankind. Not even squeezy, but the silver cane, babies. Jeffrey Dahmer, you mama. Devil sent the stuff that's sleeping. Then I walk up in vice of a life hater. You wanna save this country? Kill all the teenagers. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Smells like Witcher Pyre's afro on fire agates. My wake up pentagram is live wire. The liar, the cheat, the filthy hated thief. Fuck your life, fuck your beliefs. Roar on the dragon. Revise, they piss like the dragon. Tits of the blacken. Wake your fist if you listen from a star. Look at the sky and you see God is God. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. My black wings fly above the smoke rings. Burn them up, listen to the blast. Everyone is gone, everyone is gone. That's why America's so different. Look out, there's nothing to think about. Open your mouth, blow your fucking brains out. Look out, there's nothing to think about. Open your mouth, blow your fucking brains out. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up. Turn the heat up, turn the fucking heat up.
Saturday, August 24th, it all begins again. The ecstasy.
Christian Stadium comes alive. Alex Freakin is hype. I'm hype. I love football.
The exhilaration.
And there he goes. That man is bad. That man is fast. And he is up over the 50, still on his feet.
The heartbreak.
And Laurier wins on an absolute heartbreaker at Richardson Stadium.
The pain.
No!
All part of a long journey to football immortality for the Queen's Gaels. And on Saturday, August 24th, in Windsor, Ontario, it all begins again. 3:45 p.m. pregame show, 4 p.m. kickoff, and there's only one place you can catch all the action.
This is Queen's